Hello, ma'am. Am I speaking, yes. with, speaking with Jamie?
I'm sorry.
Am I speaking with Jamie Buck?
Yes, you are.
Thank you so much, ma'am. My name is Oscar. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about the issue facing your community and the nation. It's very short. I know it's a still long way off. What are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely 100%. Vote?
Yeah, I definitely going to vote.
Definitely vote. Very well. Let's move on fast. I know your time is important. And for the statistical purposes, what is your age, please?
51.
Thank you so much. And to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race? What is your race, ma'am?
White,
thank you so much. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's election, presidential elections in November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, 0 means you're not at all motivated. 10 means you're extremely motivated.
Sure.
10,
yeah,
extremely
10.
Motivated. Thank you so much. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
I would say Democrat.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
I'm more like, I go more for the candidate than I do necessarily for the party.
So what would you...
out of 10, I would say 7.
No, I mean, this one is not about numbers. Would you call, being a Democrat, would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat, I guess.
Strong Democrat. Thank you so much. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
All right. Let's move on fast. In which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congressional elections? You can choose the two top issues to you personally. And the ones mentioned here are protecting our democracy and freedoms, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, inflation and the economy, criminal justice reform, and that stops racial profiling and holds the bad cops accountable, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, crime and violence, immigration and border security, gun regulation and reform, climate change and environmental issues, extending up and fighting.
Which do I need to pick? One, you said?
Two. You can choose two.
Reproductive rights and environmental.
Reproductive
rights. You said gun control too. Oh gosh,
gun regulation and reform.
I'm gonna say. Okay, reproductive rights, protecting those, and then is definitely one. And then I'm going to have to do environment, actually. It's just gotten really bad.
Well. Just because I'm supposed to read 100% verbatim, I will read the final three, which are climate change and environmental issues, which is you just mentioned, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, and improving K-12 public school education. So your choices are climate change and environmental issues and protecting abortion, right? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Thank you, ma'am. Move on fast. In your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Since when? What time period? You mean just current? Like, I think it's getting better.
Getting better, okay. Sure, ma'am.
Yeah.
There's no right or wrong
answer.
Yeah,
I guess I just look for context with the question.
I understand.
Yeah, better than when, better than COVID,
Correct. You are looking for context, but, unfortunately, I'm just supposed to read 100% verbatim. I cannot elaborate.
Okay.
And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Worse, I think.
Getting worse, okay. How often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Very often? Often? Not often? Or not at all?
Personally or that I witnessed?
No, personally.
Personally, just as a woman, yes, I do, but not like someone else who would be.
So for
yeah, I mean,
for you would be not often.
I would say not often.
Yeah. Correct. Very well. How often would you say you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preference in your everyday life? Very often, often, or not at all?
Not at all.
Not at all. Very well. Let's move on. How concerned are you about the rights or freedoms being taken away or rolled back in this country? Would you say you are very concerned? Somewhat
very concerned?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd like you to rate your feeling towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means you feel very warm and favorable. 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, all right? Depending how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
If you have no opinion or never heard of the person or organization, please say so, so we can enter the proper code. Okay, first is an organization, Black Lives Matter. How do you feel about them from 0 to 100?
80,
very well. Next one is another organization called the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights.
The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights?
Yes.
I'm not familiar with that one.
Okay, very well. I've never heard of them. Would that be correct?
Yes.
So let's enter that code. How do you feel about Joe Biden?
Let's say 80.
80. Thank you, ma'am. How do you feel on Mr. Trump, Donald Trump?
Oh, 0.
0, okay. How do you feel about Tim Scott, if you are familiar with him? Tim Scott.
I don't know as much about him. I would have to say not familiar.
But you know him by name. You have heard the name before.
I've heard the name, but I don't know it. I don't know a lot about him now.
Okay. In that case, I will enter that you have no opinion. Would that be right?
Yes.
Very
I don't. Yeah, I don't. I've heard the name, but I don't know who he is.
Correct. Next one is Cornel West. Are you familiar with that name?
No.
Never heard of it?
No.
All right. And how do you feel about the Republican Party?
Twenty.
Okay. How do you feel about the National Rifle Association or NRA?
Zero.
Zero. Very well. Let's move on fast. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump, Cornel West, or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden,
okay. How worried are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today? Would you say you are very worried? Somewhat
worried?
Very worried. All right. I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For this one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. First statement says, racism against black people is a big problem in today's society. The choices are strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree.
Strongly agree.
Very well. Thank you, ma'am. Next statement said, gay marriage should be a legally protected right in this country.
Strongly agree.
Next one is, the government should do more to lessen racial inequality in society.
I'm sorry, say that one again.
Yeah, the government should do more to lessen racial inequality in society.
Lessen racial inequality.
Right.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Okay. Next one here says, America is on the path to another civil war.
I'd have to say agree.
Somewhat agree or strongly, ma'am?
You say somewhat or strongly are my only options?
Yes. Somewhat agree or strongly
somewhat.
Agree.
Somewhat. I'm going to say somewhat. agree.
Correct. The, on the other side, it's the same, somewhat disagree. Or
hey, I'm sorry. I have to, hold on 1 second. I have to answer this, okay?
Sure. Sure.
Hey, I'm back. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's all right, ma'am. That's all right. Let's go. Let's almost done, by the way. Next one is American democracy is under major threat right now. American democracy is under major threat now. Would you agree?
Strongly agree.
Yeah. Next one is reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
Disagree.
Somewhat disagree?
No, I strongly disagree. I think that's stupid.
Thank you. All right, let's continue. Your heritage, traditions, and cultural identity is under attack in America. Agree or disagree?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Your heritage, traditions, and cultural identity is under attack in America.
No, I disagree.
Strongly?
I strongly disagree.
Thank you, ma'am. All right. In general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of Black and minority students on college campus and in employment?
Do I support it, you said?
Yes. Do you support or oppose affirmative
action? Strongly agree. Yeah.
Strong support?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about our country. Please tell me which one you agree with more. Statement A says, some people say America's strength is rooted in the traditional values of its founders and its people. What culture is going too far? It pushes books into our schools that indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us on mistakes of our past rather than uniting with us for solutions today. Diversity should not be a consideration for a job or admission to college. Our government should treat us as individuals and allow us the freedom to make our own choices. Statement B.
What was the very first thing? And I didn't understand if I'm supposed to pick one or what.
Yes, you have to tell me which one you agree with more.
All right, what was the first one?
Statement A.
Yeah, read that one more time.
Very well. All right. Some people say America's strength is rooted in traditional values of its founders and people. What culture is going too far? It pushes books into our schools that indoctrinate rather than educate.
It lectures us
on mistakes of our past rather than uniting with us for solutions today. Diversity should not be...
Go towards the end of this row, I can really tell you. What are the ones that are saying that I...
It's almost done. Diversity should not be a consideration for a job or admission to college. Our government should treat us as individuals and allow us the freedom to make our own choices. That's statement A. Statement B says, other people say America's strength is diversity, that we are a nation defined by the different people
who have come
together and put truth to the idea that we, the people, can accomplish anything together. But we cannot continue America's greatness by diminishing or casting out groups of Americans based on our differences. Instead, we need to strengthen our commitment to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunity to all our citizens. So they might make all... They might all contribute to the strength of America. So do we agree with A or B?
The one about diversity and being our strength.
Okay, so that's B. And do you agree with B much more or just somewhat more?
Much more.
Much more. Thank you, ma'am. And let me see where we are. Yeah, almost done. I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are being undermined in our country today. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you strongly agree that this is being undermined or under threat. 5 means you somewhat agree, and 0 means you do not think it's being threatened or undermined at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10.
Religious
freedom. Do you think it's being threatened or undermined or not?
Yes. And you said 10 is the highest?
Yeah, 10 is that you strongly agree is being threatened or undermined. 0 is that
do eight.
Not agree.
Eight.
So you think it's being threatened very well.
Mm-hmm.
A strong military. Do you think that's being threatened or undermined?
No, not at all.
So what number would you give it from 0 to 10?
I would say, I would give it a 2, I guess.
2, okay. A fair and equitable court system, is that being undermined or threatened?
Yes. I'll give that a 10.
10, all right. Free and fair elections.
Also a 10.
10. Okay. Do you strongly agree that it's being threatened then and undermined?
Yes.
Very well. Quality K through 12 education.
A 9.
9. Okay. Traditional family values.
3, I guess.
3. Okay. Secure borders.
5.
5, somewhat agree, okay. And affordable health care, is that being threatened or undermined?
Affordable health care?
Yes.
I would say 3.
Number 3, very well, let's move on, almost done here. I'm going to read you some statements that people have made about how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you strongly agree with the statement. 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement. 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10. It's only 2 statements.
10 means what again?
Okay, 0, 10 means you strongly agree with the statement.
Okay, got it. Okay, I'm ready.
And 0 means you do not agree. And 5 means you somewhat agree, okay?
Okay.
First statement says, every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future. But sadly, this is not the case for many lower income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind. How much do you agree with that statement from 0 to 10?
10.
10, okay. So 10, all right. Second statement. America's democratic institution has come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While your own rights may not be at risk yet, this is a slippery slope. And if we don't stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things than our parents. Do you agree?
I would say 10. Yes, 10. 10.
Very well. Okay, let's start wrapping things up. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year presidential elections in November. On a scale from 0 to 10, 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote next year. 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote next year.
10.
10, very well. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for the statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College.
Would that be bachelor's degree?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Divorced.
Divorced, okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes, 1.
You do? Very well. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Somewhat liberal, okay. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week, once or twice a month, several times a year.
Okay, what did you say? How often do I what services?
Do you attend a church or religious services?
Oh, church services. I would say like 4 times a year.
So several times a year. Very well.
No, I would say 4 times. I didn't hear what you said, though, the different options.
The choices are twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever,
yeah,
or
several
never.
Times a year, yeah.
Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Is an urban, suburban, or rural
urban.
Area? Urban.
Urban area.
Thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes or no?
No.
No. Okay, ma'am. This concludes our service. Thank you so much for your participation and your valuable time. Very much appreciated. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good night.
Thanks.